Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm here with the March Energy Update 2025. Want to let you guys know right away, I will be hosting Dee Wallace's Conscious Creation Show on Sunday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific. And I put all the information, if you want to call in and speak to me live, in the bottom of the update. Wanted to let you guys know. All right, let's jump into March. As expected, as I told you guys, that everything around you is attempting to evoke fear, powerlessness, and I'm urging you to not buy into it. I want you to put yourself in your own little peaceful bubble. Protect your peace right now, guys. Yes, there are scary, chaotic things happening all over the world, and we must hold strong because everything that is not coming from the light will be dismantled in the months and years to come. Everything you're looking at is not as it seems. And that is what I keep hearing. And that voice just keeps getting louder. So for March and moving into the spring, continue to expect the unexpected. There are going to be a lot of twists and turns. The energy is just keeps telling me, like, hold on to your hat, like, get ready. Okay. There's going to be a roller coaster of energy. Okay. There might be a heightened amount of UFO sightings or false narratives. So this is really an important time to like use your discernment and your inner truth gauge. The veil is thinning, guys. So a lot of you are going to be having a lot more gifts coming online. Okay. So I learned recently that a great thing, and if you want to ask in your body, is this coming from the light? If you ask three times and you get three yeses, that is 100% coming from the light. But ask, you need to ask three times in a row, okay? Because there's going to be a lot coming at us this month. So you really have to have that inner gauge fully online. And if you're in fear, that's not the highest truth. That is never coming from the light. Anxiety and fear is never coming from the light, you guys, okay? That's never the highest perspective. So I promise you that the best is yet to come, but I know that there is going to be a lot of upheaval along the way. So March was going to feel like calm storm, and then it's going to start going. So there's a little bit going into March of a calm energy. I know that they have like the Epstein list coming out or something tonight, and that does feel like it's starting March off with this sort of revealing truths, which I've talked about already. That is going to start a domino effect, okay? Because there's just going to be more and more reveals to follow, okay? So there is a storm coming is the way they show it to me. But where you are in relationship to the storm is about where you are vibrationally. So you can be in the eye of the storm or you can be outside observing the storm, calling people out and helping people. And that is really where our role is if you are listening to this or reading this. So remember that this is the time we came here for, that this is the beginning of an unprecedented transformation, okay? So by the end of March, I'm feeling like a massive lifting of the veil. So this might mean, what's going to be true, what's going to feel false is going to feel more false. So like there's going to be an amplification of truth consciousness, of people, even those who are asleep, being able to discern a little bit better. So I'm here for that. Okay. So this is a time for you guys this month to process, to transmute, to deal with any leftover feelings of fear, disappointment, heartbreak, loss, whatever is left that is lower vibrational in your body, please deal with it this month. Okay. This month, focus on self-nurturing and rebalancing your heart. Okay. We are going to be asked more than ever to hold the light in this latter part of this year. And so this is kind of our final prep time is the way they're showing it to me. So in the months to come, there will be massive energetic changes and we must be ready. Okay. Reaching your own inner peace, even when the world has appeared to gone absolutely batshit crazy, that will be our superpower. That will be our guiding light. Okay. So in my last update, I discussed a unifying event coming around the August, September timeframe. Okay. So I was later drawn to these channelings of Blossom Goodchild. If some of you have heard of her, she's been around a long time. She channels the Federation of Light, and it's very similar to the way Neil Donald Walsh channels in the sense that it's writing. And so it's like he asks a question and the Federation of Light answers, exactly the same format as Conversations with God. as opposed to Abraham Hicks, which is like a trans channel, direct channel. Okay. So they're all saying the same things. We are God. We create our lives. You can be doer of anything. The messaging is always the same. And with the Federation of Light, though, it is more of a guidance through this ascension process. So when I was reading it, it was an incredible confirmation of all the energy I was already feeling. But then they said this. In these channels, they spoke about another lockdown that was going to occur worldwide that would mark a slew of truths coming out and the beginning of us moving into phase two of a five-phase process of the new earth energy. Okay, we're in phase one. And phase one is the light won, guys. The light has won. That is why so many people felt that it was so shocking when Trump won, because it's like the light one. How can he be here? He is a part of the new earth by dismantling the old and revealing the old so that we can truly be unshackled from this dark energy. And this is the quickest way to do it, as we discussed in my last update. So whatever's happening right now, there is a burning from the inside out. There is a dismantling, but it is because the light has won and it must be dismantled in order to be rebuilt with new, more love-based, harmony-based, peace-based intentions underneath, okay? So this is just really important for our discernment moving forward. Everything is happening for us. Trust this process. There has to be a purge and a breaking down in order to rebuild the world in new, powerful systems that really, truly serve the oneness, the all, the unity consciousness. Okay. So in these channels, they don't discuss the timing of this lockdown, but my feeling is it's coming in hot. Okay. I feel like the truth's coming out. Are going to kind of unify us. And I feel like the August-September timeline could be significant. So that makes me feel like the lock time could be maybe before that time, but I'm unclear, okay? I will keep you guys posted in terms of, it's almost like the energy's in a little black box that I'm like not allowed to see. Like I see that it's there, but I'm not allowed to access it yet for whatever reason, okay? I'm not sure why that would be. So continuing, I feel like there's nothing to fear. The channel specifically said under the guise of a virus. And so they just keep giving me nothing to fear. Like, I want you guys to be like, yay, the lockdown's here. We're in phase two. We're moving to another phase instead of, oh no, a lockdown here. It's showing me more brief, but it's like hard truths being revealed. And this is starting now with the truths being revealed, but it's going to be like really intense during this time. Okay. So the way the world functions, it's like it's being shown to me, you guys, that it's been like made to keep us small, made to keep us asleep in fear, believing in struggle, not knowing that we create our lives. And those of us that have kind of broken out of the matrix in that way, you know, we need to truly claim our God self right now. Okay. This is our moment. Okay. So the Federation of Light gave an amazing affirmation that I'm going to share with you guys. And it's basically saying during this time, in order to hold your balance, claim this affirmation, which is, again, I'm writing, I wrote it for you in the update. I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. Okay. This is what we must hold on to in these months to come. All right. Repeat this when you feel yourself sort of dipping back into a negative vibration. So I feel like we're in these final legs of a marathon, but we're tired. Okay, we're tired. We've broken down. Okay, but we can do it, you guys. We can do it, all right? It's going to feel like we're going backwards, but this is all here to unshackle us, okay? It is going to be unprecedented. People keep talking about the past. This is not the past. This is something very different. And the truth is, guys, this is all an illusion. And we are a soul having a human experience. And this is the time to fully embody and know this. The systems were made to suppress our true potential. And this amplified chaos that we're experiencing is because it's time for us to see and truly know the truths of our world. And it's really building that sort of autonomy, that I'm not relying on the outside. I'm being unconditional. My inside dictates my experience, not my outside. And this is going to push us into really knowing that. Okay. So the months to come are going to challenge your relationship with uncertainty, and your inner clarity in what's true or not. Also, guys, the structure of our reality will begin to dismantle. Like, they just keep showing me things that were like thought were important are not going to be important. And maybe some conveniences that we're used to having are not going to be there. And so it's going to be really dysregulating, but then it's later like freeing. And the image I got was like, you don't realize you've had chains on your legs. So you grew comfortable with the chains on your legs. And once they're removed, you're going to feel a little dysregulated and unstable. It was almost like you thought they were keeping you safe, but soon you will see you have wings. And that is how the channel gave it to me. And it was so beautiful. So I'm giving it to you guys in the same way. I hope you receive it. So we are at a breaking point, guys. We're breaking out of programming. We're breaking through massive generational trauma. For those of you that know they are the creators of their experience, okay, this will be the time that we came here for. So own your power, find truth, find peace, find love, find harmony. Wish that. Set intentions right now, guys. You must bring that energy to yourself so we can bring it to the world. Trust your own inner voice. Okay. Know that all the darkness must come to the light before anything can change. Stay strong. Hold on to your knowing that this is all temporary and we are powerfully on the path to the world we want. The best is yet to come. Hold the light. We can do this. I love you all.